we're holding Nun Devav Amin Alpha on top. But in this, on this topic of dreams, so really we had a couple of ideas that were a little bit of a stira. We had ideas that a dream is only based on its interpretation, right? If it's interpreted for good, it's a good dream. Interpreted for bad, it's a bad dream. It's going to be a big focus of today's, of Daf Nun Vav, where Rav and Abaya go to, with the same exact dream, to Behedya, and for Abaya, he interprets this, and there's like a dozen dreams like this. He interprets for Abaya good, and interprets for Rav a bad, the same exact dream. And the reason, by the way, is because Abaya paid him, and Rav didn't pay him. And his interpretations came to fruition, because interpretation does have an effect on the dream, like we said from Chizda in yesterday's Daf and Daf Nun Hey. However, we also had that there's a concept of a good dream and a bad dream. But if it's only based on interpretation, what does it mean if a person has a good dream or a person has a bad dream? We said a tzaddik only gets either no dreams or good dreams, the Rasha or opposite or bad dreams. The Rasha only gets a certain type of dream. What do you mean? What, dreams are based on interpretation. So Marsha explains a big say that there's three types of dreams. There's certain dreams that have zero clear mahalach. They can be good or bad. He says, an example he gives for that is like lettuce. Lettuce can represent like having multiple layers, like abundance, because it's one layer after the next. It could be bracha, or lettuce can represent something bitter, right? We have lettuce for Amar, lettuce could be bitter. It could be good or bad. There's no clear malach one way or another. That's one type of dream. That's no clear interpretation at all. That's clearly open, and the guidelines are open to interpretation. The next level, which is a dream which may lean towards one way, good or bad, but you can still interpret it the other way. For example, it's going to come up again in Tezav, a dream about a well, which, though it could be a good dream about a well, but it also could be interpreted for bad. That could be something, it could have some negative connotation that a person's going to lose his stuff in a well. The Gemara's example is going to be bread was lost in the well and it cannot be retrieved. It could be interpreted bad, but it leans towards good. Then he said there's this idea of clear dreams, that the clear dreams, there's no two ways about it. It's clearly something good or clearly something bad. And he says that is the chiluk we gave at the end of the Gemara in Daftan Ham Beis, where the Gemara says it depends if a dream comes from Shadim or it comes from a Malach. Those clear dreams that are clearly good or bad, that's when we say good and bad is referring to those dreams. And those clear dreams are the ones that come from a Malach. Again, assuming it doesn't fit that last criteria that we had at the bottom of the Amid of Nun Ham Beis, which is that people just dream about what they thought about by day. But assuming it's an element of Nevi'ah, it's not just what they thought about by day, so if it's clearly good or bad, that is the when we say you could have positive and negative, it's not totally interpretation, and that's the dream that comes from him directly from the Malachim. Okay. They say, Yidden are very smart, or the literal text is like, you say, you Yidden say you're so smart. No. If you're so smart, tell me what I'm going to see in a dream. So the first one, a little bother. What does Chachma have to do with predicting someone's dreams? So the Biragra says, because again, the way a person dreams, even if you say it's more of a level of Nevi'ah, some type of prophecy, it will have to do, or relate normally to his Tchunas HaNefesh, somehow, what type of vision he's going to see. Can you predict what my Tchunas HaNefesh is, what type of dream I'm going to see? Amalei. So he said to me, I'll tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see that the persons are going to press you into work, into Avodah. You're going to grab you, they're going to force you to pasture in, with the dirty animals, namely with the davacha, with the pigs, with a chutzudava, golden stick. You know, you have a golden stick with you, so your malchus will still be there. You have a golden stick, but Caesar, but you're going to be doing menial work. Here are kula yema. So he thought about this all day. Ulur techaza. That's what he saw at night. This fits with the idea we just said on the bottom of Nun Ham Beis, that what a person thinks about by day, that's what dreams at night. So Rabbi Shua ben Berachanina gave him such a clear description of something that would trouble him. So once he was thinking about that all day, it was automatic that at night he was going to dream about that. And Kachave, similar story. Amal Shmuel, King Shavur said to Shmuel, they say you Jews are so smart, or you say you guys are so smart. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. So Shmuel said back to him, Chazas for Asu Remi v'Shavulach. You're going to see that the Romans are going to come and take you as a captive. They're going to make you grind date pits with, again, rechai is a mill, to have of gold. So again, you have this element somehow of their malchus isn't being totally abandoned, their golden staff, a golden mill, but they're doing this menial labor. Here, Kuli Yemi thought about this idea all day. And of course, in the dream, at night, he saw it in his dream. Barhedya used to interpret dreams. He was known to be a dream interpreter. Whoever gave him money, he would interpret the dream for good. Whoever didn't pay for services, it's amazing that that didn't get out. It's amazing that wasn't famous. Okay, whoever gave him money, he interpreted for good. Whoever didn't give him money, he interpreted for bad. Abai and Rav saw the same dream, and there's going to be multiple of these. Abai Avi Avi Yisus, Abai gave him money. Rav Levi Yisus, it's funny. Abai was the orphan. Abai gave him money. Rav, I guess they're already older. We're older. Rav didn't give him money. Akrayna b'chamilei. They sent them. Akrayna b'chalayim. We had in our dream. So it sounds very clear. It sounds very clear that they're doing this together. And the Gemara later is going to say, eventually Rav separated and told him his dreams alone, which again indicates that they're doing this together, which will only make the question more shver. At what point did Rav not realize Barhedya is going to give good interpretation to Abaya and bad to him? Something's up. Okay. Says Gemara, Amilei, Akrayna b'chalayim, we saw in a dream, Shercha tovach v'necha, that your ox will be shechel in front of you, that's the pasuk, and you won't, the end of the pasuk is, but you won't eat from it. Yishar show bishachta be onifim. The Rav Amalei, so the Rav Abahedya interpreted psidischach, your business is going to fail. And you're not going to be able to eat because you'll have no appetite because of the failure of your business. You won't even have an appetite. That's what the shar shechter and not eating represents. On the contrary, your business will be so successful, you'll be so full of satisfaction from your success, you also won't have an appetite, but in a good way. You're just going to be so full just from your success. Exactly opposite translations of the dream. Amrilei, they sent them another dream. Akrina banu vanas told, we had no dream. The pasuk says you'll bear sons and daughters, but they won't be yours because they're going to go into captivity. The Rav Amalei kavusha say to Rav Yisabah, I just said the simple text of the pasuk that your children will be taken from you in captivity. La bayar Amalei banu vanasach nevishi. You can have so many children, sons and daughters. Minutes manas lama, and your daughters will get married to men from different parts of the world. It'll be like they went into captivity. You have such an abundance of children, and some of them are going to be married out into the world to other people, not just from your backyard. And it'll be like to you went to captivity. But that's not considered a klal at all. In a way, it's a bracha that your children will be spread out all over the world. Akrayan, Banach, Venesech, and Asum, Lamacher, they had a dream about the pasuk, your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. Labayamalei, Banach, Menasech, Nefishin, you'll have many children, sons, and daughters. At Amrich, Lekravich, when you have these many sons and daughters, which kind of really just referenced in the last dream as well, you're going to want to marry them to your relatives. Vi Amrich, Lekrava, your wife's going to want to marry them to her relatives, and guess who wins? Vafachle, Viavile, Lekrava, you're going to eventually agree to give in to marry her to her relatives. So Tavika Macher, so to you, marrying your children to your wife's relatives is Amacher. That's how bad, again, the pasuk was your children are going to be given to another nation. It just means your children will be married to your wife's relatives as opposed to yours. Right? So not a very terrible dream. Tavika Macher. The Rav Amalei, Devisa Shchiva, your wife's gonna die. Your wife's gonna die. You're gonna have to take a new wife. For these children, it's gonna be a stepmother. So the stepmother of these children is like your children are given to Amacher, to really Amacher, to another mother, to another nation. Again, very negative. Again, the way the Mara seems to be describing it, they're standing right there, same pasuk, and he's giving opposite interpretations, and Rav just took a standing. The Ritva jumps all over. This Ritva is very bothered by this. The Ritva wants to say that perhaps, answer number one, they came together, they told the pasuk together, but they were in separate rooms, the dreams together, but they were in separate rooms it was private when he gave the interpretation, perhaps. Otherwise, he said, that's very schwer. What's going on there? The Ritva's second answer is that Rava is actually very good. So it's a little bit geschmack. Rava Shtasai. Rava held that although he understood dreams are totally, we have them on a Nehemiah base, that dreams are totally based on the way they're explained. If you remember, Rava was one that spoke out, but it has to be explained in the dream. Rava was one that says in the bottom of Nehemiah base, when we repeated that idea, that dreams are interpreted based on interpretation. That's how, what happens by the dream, but it has to be in the dream, and Rava brought the pasuk by Yosef, it's got to be like the chalem, has to be related. So Rava held that there's more to it based on maybe the mazel, based on the birth, based on the circumstances of where we live. There's more to it, and therefore Rava held that even though, of course, the interpretation defines the dream, and therefore him interpreting good for Abaye and bad for me is not could be something wrong. But maybe there's more to it. There's more. You have to have the interpretation relate to the dream, and maybe for me and my background, my circumstances, this is how the dream relates to me as opposed to Abaye. That's the Ritva's two explanations of how Rava could just let the dreams keeping interpreted negative for him and positive for Abaye, and not think something's up. The Amar Rava Amar Birmi Ba'aba. This is just a proof to this memory of Bahedya. A right concept that stepmother is like a different nation is from this pasuk of Benech Menesecha Nusulva Macher. It's talking about Eishes Av. It's a right interpretation for Rava, the negative interpretation. Next dream. Akarim Bechalem Leich Echel B'Sim Cholachma. This is the pasuk we say, or the Rava always quotes it after Masiyam Kippur. Leich Echel B'Sim Cholachma. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu accepted your tshuva. Go eat B'Simcha. La Bayar Malay Merev Chizkav Chachat V'Shis Tisa. You're gonna have very successful business. You can eat and drink in abundance. You can all eat pesimcha. It's a little different than before, where you said you're going to be so full from your business, you're not even going to be hungry to eat. That success would be okay. Similar again, lashon bracha. The course pesukach mechad v'libach. You're going to quote the pesukim from the joy of your heart. Rav Amalei. You're going to lose your business. You're going to shecht meat, but you won't be able to eat it again. You won't have an appetite. And you're going to read the pasuk as a hope that, you know, halavai one day I'll be able to be lech echel b'simcha. Because you're going to be living in the opposite situation. Akrin Zari Rav. We saw the pasuk of Zera Rav Tetzia Sada. So what does that mean? Lavai Amalei Bereishis. The beginning of the pasuk Zera Rav. You'll have lots of produce. You'll be very successful. The Rav Amalei Maseifa Tetzia Sada. That the end of the pasuk actually says you'll bring up a lot of seed to the field, but you're going to harvest a little because the locusts are going to eat it up. So he said to Rava, you'll get the end of the pasuk, which means your efforts in parnasa will be futile. Agrinan, zesim yulecha, there should be olive trees for you throughout your boundaries. Labaya, that's the pasuk that they had in the dream. Abaya, labaya amalei, marisha, to behedge, touch to abaya. The beginning of the pasuk, it says that you have a lot of abundance, you have lots of trees. The Rava misave the point where the end of the pasuk says that, you won't have, the olives are going to fall off the trees, they won't be successful. Again, the you'll have a lot of trees, but they won't produce much because they're all going to fall off. Akrinan, viro ka'ame aretz, all the nations will see the Shem Hashem is nikra lecha, and they'll fear you. Labai armalei, nafak l'chashma, d'reish masif t'habiz, your name's going to spread far and wide that you're going to be a Rosh Shiva, emas nafal ba'alma, and the world will hold you in big esteem. In Ema, they'll fear from you. Rav Amalei, to the Rav explained, Bedaina the Malk Itbar, the king's treasury is going to have a break-in, and you're going to be accused to be the thief. And the whole world is going to say, if they can accuse Rav and make him the thief and punish him, we're not safe. It's just going to lead to people being in awe, people being afraid because of your false punishment, but you're going to be suffering a false punishment. Lamacher, the story happened. Lamacher, Itkum Bedaina the Malk, the next day he was grabbed by the king's treasury was broken into, and they came and grabbed the rest of Rav for the story. Army lady said to him, Chazan Chasa Apumdani, we saw in a dream a lettuce that's resting on a keg of alcohol, of wine, of beer. Labai Amr Tabai said, if Iskach b'chata, your business should double. Remember we spoke before for the Marsha, lettuce represents doubling. Your business should double like lettuce and be very, very successful. L'Rav Amalei, marer iskach b'kichasa, your business should be bitter like the bitter lettuce, like the marer of lettuce. Amalei, chazayim bisra al pumdani. We saw, by the way, Rava and Abaye both were involved in the business of wine. They're both winemakers. So a few dreams about related to the barrels, to the kegs, is not so surprising. Chazayim bisra al pumdani. We saw meat resting in the mouth of the keg. Labai amalei tabai b'haydi says, basim chamrach, your wine will be aromatic, will smell good. They're going to come buy nice meat, a nice wine from you, because your wine will be very, 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 will be very, very chash of a wine. Rava amalei, takav chamrach, your wine will be sour. They're going to buy it to cook it with their meat. They're going to buy it as like a marinade for the meat. It's going to be cheap wine. Amalei, chazan chavisa d'tolei p'tikla. In our dream, we saw a barrel that's hanging from a palm tree. Abaye amalei, Abaye bar Hedya explained that medali ischa k'tikla, your merchandise is going to grow high to the heights like a palm tree. And the Rav Amalei, chali ischa k'tamri, your merchandise will be sweet like the dates of a palm tree. So apparently, already back in the day, sweet wine was not a good thing. Sweet wine was not considered a quality wine. It's considered cheap wine. So your wine will be sweet, your merchandise will be sweet, which is a negative. Amalei, they said to bar Hedya, Chazan Rumna Dikarchi Apum Dani, we saw in our dream a pomegranate that was sprouting from the mouth of the keg. Labai Amalei, Ashik Ishub Karumna, your merchandise will be expensive like a pomegranate. You're going to have lots of profit in your merchandise. Rav Amalei, Kavi Ishub Karumna, it's going to be it's going to have like a taste like the tart taste of a pomegranate. Your wine will have a tart taste. So it's interesting. You'll have like a bitter taste. Apparently, sweet wine is no good, and wine that's a little too bitter is no good. Right? You have both those. This dream pretends the second negativity about it being slightly bitter. Amrilei, they said to him, Chazal chavita nafal biru. We saw a barrel that fell into a pit. Labai Amrilei, misfa iskret. Your produce will be so successful that it'll be, people will be running after it. Because the amar nafal piece of the biru v'leishkech. People are trying to retrieve the bread that fell into the pit and they can't get it. It's going to be in high demand. And the Rav Amalei, opposite, Pasa Iskach, Visharas Leibira. Your merchandise will be ruined and thrown into the pit. Like it's garbage. Like it won't be worth anything. Amrilei, they said to Chazina Bar Chamra Dekoy, I see the Venayar. In our dream, we saw a young donkey that was standing near our heads. And he was braying this donkey. Labai Amalei, Malka Dehavis, Abai explained, you're going to be a king, you're going to be the leader, like we said before, the head of the Beis Medrash. Vekoy Amayra Allah, and you're going to have an Amayra. Amayra is like a speaker to speak next to you to, you know, you'll see the shear and he'll announce it. He'll be like the microphone to the people. The Rava, that's the donkey. Bring, they'll be speaking to the people. L'Rav Amalei, Petach Amar get mitzvilach. The words Petach Amar is going to be missing from your tefillin. Amalei, Rav said back, whoa, I saw my tefillin, and Petach Amar is not missing from my tefillin. What are you telling me? Petach Amar is missing from my tefillin. Amalei, so Behedi said to him, Vav de Petach Amar vadigat mitzvilach. The Vav of Petach Amar is certainly missing from your tefillin. And the reason is because it's supposed to be. You're supposed to write in tefillin Petach Amar. The word Chamar is supposed to be chaser without the Vav. So if that's the case, what was the problem? The problem is because if it was written without the Vav, the Beis Yosef in Shechanar brings this, that if it's written without the vav, that means it's written out of order. The halacha is that tefillin is supposed to be written kesidron. The parasha is supposed to be written in the proper order. If it's written originally with the vav, and then you erase the vav, that means it was written out of order, and therefore that would also be pasul to Rav's tefillin. The seifas Rav Chedid Gabe. Afterwards, Rav went by himself without a bayit to Behedya. Amalei said to him, Chazoi dasha braisa denafel. I saw in my dream the door of my house, the outer door, had fallen down. Amalei ishlech shchava nebuch, your wife is going to die. Amalei chazek kavi v'shinei detan natar. I saw in my dream that my molars and my front teeth fell out. Amalei benavanus lechashachva, it means your sons and daughters are going to die. Amalei chazoi tarti deyni defarchen. I saw in my dream two doves were flying away from me. Amalei trei nashim migarsha. It means you're going to have two wives that you're going to divorce. Amalei chazoi trei gardili the lifts. I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei train kufi balata. It means you're going to accept two blows to your head. You're going to be hit twice with sticks. Also, the story for this last dream, the story happened right away. Also, Rav who yamil v'yasa b'medrasha kol yamim. Rav went that day, sat in the Mishpanish the entire day in the Fresh Explain. He went there to try to get peace of mind after hearing all these terrible outcomes to his dreams. He went to get peace of mind. Ashka Chanu Tres Aginari found two people that were blind. They were in a fight. Also, Rav Lefarkinu, Rav went to break up the fight. And they hit Rava twice. Each one dealt, it sounds like each one, or two Rava got hit twice with blows from these blind people fighting. They raised their stick to hit Rava again. Amar Rava said, no. Mistai train chazi. In the dream, I was foretold that the two turnips was going to be two blows to the head. I already got those two blows, and therefore that's all I am due. No more shots to me. L'seif asa Rava v'yafel agra. Eventually, Rava came, and he gave Barahedya some payment for his dreams. And all of a sudden, the tides turn. Amalei chazi shisa denafla. I saw that the wall of my house had collapsed. Sounds pretty bad. Amin chas malei mitzaram kenisa. No, it means you're going to have a boundary. You're going to have property without boundaries. It's going to just keep bursting out through the boundaries. That's how much property you're going to own. Rava said, I saw in my dream the mansion of Abaye fell, and I was covered in the dust of Abaye's mansion. Amalei said, you know what that means? Abaye shachav, this is indeed what happened. Abaye shachav mesifte, aisle gabach. Abaye will be nifter. And his base mandish, which we said referenced twice earlier, that he was the reish of the Masifta, it'll come to you, you're going to take over as the head of the base mandish. I saw in my dream that my mansion fell, all the people came, and they were taking away brick after brick from my fallen mansion. Your teachings will spread out throughout the world, and everyone's going to be trying to grab from your teachings, from your members. I saw that my head split. And my brains fell out. How can you explain that one to be a good one? What it means is the feathers will come out of the pillow. The pillow will be so full of feathers, the feathers will come out again. It's a story of bracha, that you'll be so overflowing that it won't be able to contain the feathers in your bed. I saw in a dream that I read Halal of Mitzrayim. Halal of Mitzrayim is just a fancy way of saying Halal Gadol, the Halal that we say Pesach night is the Halal Gadol, as opposed to the Kilayim Chazdeh that we say in Tillim, we say in Shabbos morning, that's also called a Halal. This Halal Gadol, I saw my dream, I said Halal Gadol. He goes to the Halal Mitzayir, the Halal Mitzrayim. Amalei Nisa Mizrach Shalacha means a Nase is going to happen to you. And now we have a story that relates to this. Havikazal Bahadi Barba. They're going together on a boat, Barhedya and Rava. And this story relates to this last dream interpretation that Rava was destined for a Nase, and it's also going to lead to the demise of Barhedya. Rava's going to finally become privy to this. He apparently didn't realize that the first, we'll call it dozen or so dreams where he didn't pay, they all interpreted bad, and the last, you know, half a dozen dreams after he paid Barhedya, they were all interpreted good. So Rava apparently still didn't chap that difference until this story. They were traveling together on a boat. So Barhedya said to himself, 1 second, I gave an interpretation to Rav that he's going to survive an ace. That's why he had Halal Gadol in his dream. This nace may happen on this boat with him. I don't want to be with him because the nace may save him, but may not save me. While was leaving the boat, a book fell from him. Rav found the book and saw inside it what it said. All chalemis go after the interpretation. We really had this type of memory earlier, and Rav even qualified it when he explained. Rabbi qualified and explained that it means it has to be at least me'inyan the dream. You can't just say, you know, something totally unrelated and expect that to be the interpretation. It's got to be me'inyan the dream. We have this on the bottom of Nun Hayam Abayz. However, apparently Rabbi saw when he saw these words from Barhedya, he saw that it was clear to him that there was a stronger power, that the interpretation of the mouth plays an even bigger role. And before we even go further in the Gemara, there's the Rashba over here, the Rashba in Chuvah's Rashba, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen, Simen Tavches, Simen 408, he writes that part of the biggest message of this whole sugya is, perhaps the biggest message is, besides for interpreting dreams and what dreams mean and all that, is the power of the peh. The fact that the mouth can determine the outcome of the dream is another raya to the power of the peh. We have this concept, Yom Kippur already, we say Kol Nidre, what's the idea of Kol Nidre? We're about to spend the whole day davening for our lives. We want to establish how powerful the peh is. So we start off with the Kol Nidre, which also references the power of the peh, the power of Nadara, the power of Shavuos, the power of the peh. But we find elsewhere, Brisk Shuslifasayim, Havi Kishkogig, or Adam, a person says the words, and once he says the words, it automatically happens. Birchus Hashem, Alti kill us Hayit, or Birchus Hayit, Kalabeinecha, the Klalo, the Brach of a Hayit, shouldn't be light in your eyes. The power of a peh is unbelievable, and that's the idea over here too. That the Chalemus or Ish Lefi Pesreine is because of the power of the peh. That is a strong message from this Gemara, Zizek, the Rashba. And the truth is, the Marshal we quoted earlier that explained the different types of dreams, the clear dreams, the unclear dreams, that also says that a big issue in this Gemara is to demonstrate to us the power of the peh. Says Rava, I see in this book, Rasha, it was always up to you. However you interpret it, that would have been the outcome of my dreams, and you chose to cause me all this pain. I'm for everything. Unbelievable. For all this how you caused me. Bar, Mebrati to Rav Chizda, except for this that you caused the daughter of Rav Chizda. Rav was married to the daughter of Rav Chizda. And remember, one of the interpretations of the dreams were that Rav Chizda, that Rav's wife was going to die. That was the dream of the house, of the door of the house that fell down. And some of first point out, even though it doesn't say explicitly, Rav meant the next dream as well, where he spoke about the tooth, the molars and the teeth falling out, and he interpreted to mean his children died. That too, he meant the same thing. He was a meichel on the death of his wife and death of his kids. Hey, Rava, l'misra u'gavra, l'idei machusa d'or mechmalei. So even though Rav was meichel for all the other dreams, he was a meichel for the dreams that led to death, and he cursed him. He said, it should be the will of Hashem that Behedi should be given over to a malchus that will have zero pity on him. And that's what happened. Amar, so Behedi said, my Ev, what should I do? The klal of Chacham, even for nothing, is going to be fulfilled. The Kolshkein Rava, certainly Rava, the Bedina, Kalayit, he's cursing me justly. He's correct. I really was not fair to him. He didn't pay me, and I gave him terrible interpretations of his dream. Amar Eikav Agli, let me go put myself in the Golos. Amar Mar Golos Mechaparas Oven. Let me put myself in the Golos. Let me put myself in the exile, because Golos Mechaparas Oven, maybe that'll be a service kapara and a protection that I shouldn't get punished too badly. Come go to the Beir Raima, so you exile himself to the house of the Rome. Of the Romans, Terzina Demalka. He went and sat by the door of the master of the treasury. Reish Terzina Chazachalma, the head of the treasury, fate would have it, this is Behedi, the dream interpreter. So the head of the treasury saw a dream. Amalei said, Behedi, Chazachalma, the aisle, Machta Betspaisi. I saw my dream that a needle was being stuck in my finger. Amalei, Havli Zuz, he said, give me a Zuz. Right? He still didn't change from the money for interpretation. Give me a Zuz. And I'll interpret it for you. Le'avle, you don't want to give him a zuz. Le'amle'avle midi, he says, okay, no deal, no tiki, no surety, no money, no dream interpretation. Amale, so this head of the treasury said, Chazanafel, tichle betachnia spicy. I saw in my next dream that a worm set itself on my two fingers. Amale'avle zuz, give me a zuz. Le'avle, the treasurer didn't want to give him the zuz, and therefore Behedi did not want to give him an explanation to his dream. Amalei, chazed enough for tichla b'kul yada. I saw in a dream that the worm had put itself on my whole hand. Amalei, so Behedi gave a response. Sounds like he still didn't get the money, so you know where the response is going to be. Amalei, enough for tichla b'kul yishirai. You know what that means? What you see in the dream means that the worms have set into all of the fancy clothing, the silk clothing that is under your job to watch as the head of the treasury. All this clothing is now infested with worms, and it's no good. Shami be Malka, the royal king, heard about this silk being ruined. He was bringing the head of the treasury to be killed. Armalu, the head of the treasury said, "Anna, am I? Why are you killing me? Why don't you bring the person who knew throughout the whole story what was happening? He knew that this was taking place, that it was about to be destroyed, because he had the warnings before, and with the needle in the finger, with the worm on the two fingers, and then the worm in the hand. Then Aisla Vahedya. And he just ignored it. So I see the Varhedya, they brought Varhedya, I'm tuya zuzah, on account of your silly zuz, that you didn't want to give an answer, explanation to the dreams because of your zuz, Charvu tap of maize, Charvu shirai de malka, because of you, it was destroyed, the shirai de malka, the silk, so the king, kafsiyu trying ariz bechavla, so this is a method of punishment they did back in the day. It was a murder, it was killing, it was execution, but it was also torture. What did they do? They tied two cedar trees together with ropes. They took rope and they pulled the trees together. closer than they naturally are. Asur chad kari l'chad arza. He then tied one of his legs to one of the cedar trees, chad kari l'chad arza, and it's going exactly what you think. And they tied his other leg to the other tree, v'shar l'chavad aslik reishay. And then they split the rope that was pulling the two trees together. They cut the rope, which made the two trees split apart. And when the two trees split apart, it split bar hedya apart, all the way, that's the reishay, all the way to split his head apart. And the trees went back to their place, v'salik v'nafel, betrayin, and his body was split into two pieces. The Ben Yada explains that there was a message in here in this gruesome death. There was a message here that what did he do? In his interpretation of the dreams, part of the interpretation was that he caused that Rava would divorce two of his wives. He caused a period between Ishva Ishta. We know Ishva Ishta, when they're together, it's a guf echad. Ishta kegufa, it's guf echad. By causing a period in guf echad, he separated, he tore apart a guf. By causing that two of them, by interpreting the dream that Rav would be divorced twice, and therefore midah kegmidah, he was punished. His body was torn apart. His body was split in two. As they look to Ben Yoyada, Shaul Rav Dam Ben Dama Ben Achayis Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel Ben Dama the sister of Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel Reisi Shnei Lachay Lishenashu. I saw my dream that both of my jaws fell away. Amar Shnei Kedudi Rami Yatsu Alecha Ra. He said that this is an indication that the Romans have two heads of Rome. They wanted to do bad against you, the Utsu Yisif Sufer, they want to do bad against you. However, Umesu, the two jaws falling away, is them dying, they died, and it won't happen. Amalei Bar Kapar L'Rebbe, Risi Chayt Yishinashar, I saw that my nose fell off. This seemed to be a bad dream. Amalei Charein Af Nesakimcha, it means anger was lifted from upon you. There was anger, you threatened my anger, and now it's gone. So it was interpreted in a positive way. Amalei Kapar, Risi Shnei Yadei Shenefetu, I saw my two hands cut off. It's an indication that you don't have to work. You're not going to have to work for Yisrael. You can have enough money. You'll be wealthy. You don't have to schwitz and work hard to make a living. I saw my dream. My two legs are cut off. Again, a seemingly terrible dream. It means that you're not going to have to walk on the street. You're going to be riding on horses. You're going to be riding Kederach HaMelech. You won't have to walk to get from place to place. Chazed Amrile. I saw in my dream that they said to me, "Ba'adar Mises, the month of Adar, you're going to die of Nisan Lechazas, and you won't see the month of Nisan." Amalei Badrusa Mises, it means you're going to die by addresses like in glory. V'lei Isolate Nisayan, and it won't come to Nisayan. It doesn't mean you're going to die right away this coming Adar and not make it to the month of Nisan. It means you're going to die in glory, and you also won't be bothered by Nisayanis. Amalei Hu Stuk there, Bishmal. The Stuk said to Bishmal, now this is a Stuki giving over dreams, and you can guess the interpretations. Well, I mean, the interpretations are going to be the way Rabbi Shmuel understood the dreams, but they're not going to be so exciting. Not necessarily tragedies, but more related to Averis. I see myself pouring oil into the olives, which is odd. Oil comes from olives. I see myself pouring oil into olives in a dream. Amalei balimai means you're having relations. You have relations. Actually, the way they interpret it is, it means you've had relations with your mother. So it's not an interpretation of what's going to be. It's an interpretation of what's happened in the past. Amalei chazed katavli kachava. I saw in my dream, I pulled a star out of the sky. Amalei by Yisrael ganavta. It means you kidnapped Yisrael. Amalei chazed balti kachava. I saw that. I swallowed the star. Amalei by Yisrael zavanta. You sold the Yisrael that you kidnapped, and the money has been consumed. So that's why you ate the star. It represents that you use up the money for the year that you kidnapped. Amalei and sold. Chazay ayni denashkan. Adadi, I saw my eyes that were touching, the two eyes were touching one another. Amalei balachese, you have a relation with your sister too. It's that's equivalent. The two eyes touching each other is like a brother and a sister. It's relations with your sister. Amalei chazay denashki sierra. I saw my dream that I kissed the moon. Amalei balachese Yisrael. It means you had relations with the Ashes Yisrael. Amalei chazay de rechna betuna de asa. I saw my dream that I was in the shadow of an asa, of a myrtle, of a hadas. Amalei bal naimrasa. You had relations with a naira amrasa. You saw that in your dream. Amalei chazay tuna milay v'hu mitatay. I saw in the dream a shadow was above me and but it was also below me. Amalei mishchavcha hafach. The derech of Tashmish is supposed to be the man on top and you did it opposite. That's why you have a shadow above you and below you, because you did opposite with the Narmrasa that was on top. Amarlei Chazar Abidar Adri Lefaraya. I saw that the ravens were surrounding my bed. Amarlei Ish Chazansa Menash Mahabi. Your wife is going to stray with many men, or she has strayed with many men. Amalei Chazian Dehadu Lefaraya. I saw the doves were surrounding my bed. Amalei Nash Mahabi Tamesa. You were matama many women. It's Matzah Menas Minai. Amalei Hubakuvshach Hubatuvshach. Amalei Chazay denaka trei yoni parchan. I saw, I was holding in my hand two doves. I saw my dream, and they were flying away from me. You have two women that you have married, and you stopped living with them in marriage, but you never gave them a get. So it's like you're holding on to the doves, but they're still flying away. Amalei chazay dekalifna bay. I saw that I was peeling eggs in my dream. Amalei shachvi kol mishlachat. You stripped the clothing off of a dead person. So peeling the eggs represents that you have stripped clothing from a dead person. Amalei said, the Stuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Kulas Nubi, you're right about all of them. Unbelievable. I'm guilty of all the various, guilty as charged. Bar Mehad Lesi. This last thing, I have my limits. I did not strip the clothing off of the dead person. Says the Gemara, Adach V'achi, but guess what? In the interim, I say, Yitzav Amalei, a woman came by and saw the Stuki, saw what he's wearing, and said, Hi, Gleam at the Mechase, the clothing that you're wearing right now, the guy for planning to mace, it belongs to so-and-so who died. Vishtachle. And you must have stripped it off him when he was dead. A proof that even this last Avera, as the Stuki was denying, he also had committed. So even though he admitted to the rest, he was a Pesha Hasa, he said, I did the rest. And I'm only denying this one. He was lying about that one too. He did that Avera as well. Interesting, Diak, regarding the Ben Yada wants to explain. Sorry, not Ben Yada. The Chashuki Chemed. He declares an interesting Shaila. He debates if a person, there was actually a Maestro Shaila where a person was told that a dream about pouring oil into olive is a good sign, right? The Nagamo always said it's a simon that he's born his mother. But pouring oil to olive is a good sign. There was a case, there was a Din Torah, where a guy came to claim his side, and then he had been told by a friend of his that having such a dream was a good dream, it was a riotous tzitzkis, not a negative dream. And I actually believe this is going to be a Gemara, but I see it coming up shortly, that if a person has a dream, if a person sees in a dream that he had relations with some of his close relatives, that could be a sign of a good thing. So maybe that's how, but where the mix-up was, the bottom line is that he thought that pouring olives into the oil into the olives was a good dream, and he claimed in front of the courts, in front of the argument, that he saw a dream where the olives went into the oil. And now the question is, our interpretation of that dream is that that such a person was born his mother, actually had a relationship with the mother, and did a terrible avera. So does that make him a Russia? Do we say Ain't of the Mesmas Russia? He's not believed to say such a testimony. And Bechlal, even with our sugya, with dreams in general, was saying it's not so simple how we work with interpreting dreams and giving the credence we give to them. Or do you say no? Our Gemara is saying very clearly that a dream about olives, oil into olives, is indicative of the person who had a relationship with the mother. It would render this guy puzzled, and he should automatically lose the case. The Chashuk Chemed brings as a Shaila, Alach L'maisa, there was a story where a guy claimed this, and the Shaila was whether we could use our Gemara to passel him or to passel him or not. Okay, so Tamar Vaiter, Amalei Susi said to the Stuki said to Yishmael, Chazay Darmili, I saw in the dream they're saying to me, Shavak Le'avuch Nichse Kaputka. Your father left you property in Kaputka. Amalei, Isachanas Kaputka. Do you take that property there? Amalei Lav, he said, I don't. Azavuch Kaputka. See, what it means is your father, did your father go to Kaputka before he died? Amalei Lav, he said, no, not that either. Im Kain Kapa Kashura. What it means is a beam, Kashura, which means the tenth beam in the house, De Kasira, Zilchazi Kapa De Resh Asara, Shemile Azuzi. Go pull out the beam as tenth beam, at the head of the tenth beam of the house, find number 10, open up at the top, and you know what you're going to find there? You're going to find full of money. He went and found it full of money. He said, because it couldn't be literal that there's money from Kapatka, like the dream, because your father never went there. It must be that it was a remiss to the beam, the tenth beam of the house, that it was full of money for you. Amar B'chanina, Haraya Be'er B'chalem, person sees a well in a dream, Raya Shalom, means he's seeing peace. Shenemar, Vechapra of the Yitzchak Benachal, that's when they made peace. Vem Sushan Bermaim Chayim. Ram Rasaymer, Mazat Tayri found Tayri, Shem Kimar Tayri Chayim. Those who found Tayri found find life. So the bear in the dream means Tayri, because Tayri is like finding Chayim. Because the bear Maim Chayim, like it says, a bear is Maim Chayim and Tayri is finding Chayim. Rava says the third Tayri Chayim, which means literal life. So either it means again peace or it means Tayri. When he sees a bear in a dream, well, it means he's going to find peace, he's going to find Tayri, or he's going to find life. Amar Abchanim. Shlosh Hashem is saying there's three types of visions in a dream that speak to peace. Nar, a river, tzipor, a bird, kadera, and a kettle. There's actually a famous book about Shalom Bias written by Aaron Feldman Shlita. He writes about the river, the kettle, and the bird. It's actually the name of the book. And he explains right in the beginning of the book that these three different Ramazim in the dream actually represent different levels of peace. The river is like a river between two cities that the two cities are existing in peace. They have no connection. They have no interaction. They just live peacefully. They're peacefully side by side on opposite sides of the river. That is the lowest level of a marriage where two people just happen to be together, but they don't fight, but they coexist. The next level is the kettle. The kettle represents when you want to cook some food, you have a fire, you put some water in a pot and you cook the food. If you just put the water on the food, it would just soak the food, it would ruin it. If you just put the fire in the food, it would burn the food. It wouldn't cook properly. The combination of the water and the fire together, they work together, not just coexisting, they're working together to create a better good, whether it's hot water or whether it's cooking food, they create a better outcome by working together. However, they're still separate. What separates them? The kettle. The pot separates them. The idea being that their only reason why they're still together is because they have this common goal. So as long as they have common goals, they can work together and be successful. It's almost like a corporation where you have goals to achieve something, and therefore you work together towards that goal. The second their common goal is fulfilled, there's no more connection, and in this case, the marriage will not have the strongest kiyum. It can last successfully for many years, but it'll be missing because it's only the common goal. It's not a true connection. And the bird represents a bird can fly in the air. A bird can also can live and subside on earth. It can walk on the ground and live. The bird represents the merger of two complete separate possibilities, the air life and ground life, and the bird represents merging it together and taking two separate entities and making it like one. That's the ultimate level of peace. Says the Gemara, where do you see that a nar means peace? Nar dechsev, hini naite lecha kadar shalem, tzipar dechsev, by tzipar says, kisiparim oifes kain, kisiparim oifes, kain yagin Hashem tzavakais, and kadera the kettle, dechsev Hashem tishpay shalem lano. Amar chanino, v'kadera she'im basar sheninu, we're talking about a kettle that doesn't have meat inside it, that symbolizes peace. Uparsha kashar basir, uchvasu b'seh kalachas. Because when a pot does have meat in it, it says you slice them like that, which is a pot, like meat in a cauldron. It's talking about over there negative. So peace is referring to a dream with a pot which without meat in it, a pot which is not cooking meat. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Harayin Arbachalam, one who sees a dream and he sees a river in his dream. Yashkim v'yomer hininayt elah kinar shalom. He should quote that pasuk we said before, which shows that it pertains to peace. Before another pasuk comes in his mouth, such as kiyava kanar tsar, like the nar will lead to a tsar. Ray araya tzipar bechalayim when he sees a bird bechalayim yashkevem. We should say the pasuk he said before. Katziparim eifes kain yagein Hashem tzvakeis kaidnish kerem pasuk acher. Before he comes to another pasuk, which would be a negative interpretation of the pasuk, which is katzipar neidedes minkana, that the bird that's wandering away from the nest. So it's mankind that wanders away from his place. Haraya kader bechalayim when he sees the pasuk bechalayim yashkevem Hashem tishpay shalom lanu. That's the pasuk we quoted, as opposed to the other pasuk kaidnish shekemen pasuk acher sfeis hasir sfeis. The pasuk says set the pot, set it. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Again, the pasukim over there talking about a hot pot on a stove, which discusses the terrible tragedies they're about to come upon, that are going to come upon Klal Yisrael. Haray anavim mechalem, when he sees grapes in a dream, yashkim yamish, he should get up and say, kanavim bamidbar, I've found like grapes in the desert. Kaidim mekabenu pasuk achar, you say that pasuk, finding grapes in the desert is a huge yeshua. Before he says the pasuk of anavimai inve reish, they're grapes with the grapes of reish, of gall, that's the pasukim that describes in Yeshaya, which talks about, that's the psukim that we're talking about, that virus of the yid, which they're punished. The next pasuk in Yeshaya. Haray har b'chalayim yashkev yemer, manovel har raglim mevaser. That's the pleasant footsteps of the raglim mevaser on the mountains. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Kain v'shek v'na pasachar, ala harim esabechi v'nei, for the destruction of the mountains, I'll raise my voice in crying. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyo. Haray shefer chalayim, when he sees a shefer n'chalayim, yashkev yemer, God will be that great day that the shofar will be blown and all the nidach will be gathered from all parts of the world. Kaidem, it's pasuk in Yishai again. Before he quotes the pasuk in Hosea, which is Tiku shofar begiva, the shofar was blown in Giva, which was the beginning of the war of the troops coming in to fight with Kaisel. Harei kal v'chalem, one who sees a dog in his chalem, yashkim, he should get up quickly. Get up, yaim, and say the pasuk quickly first. L'chol bnei Yisrael leches kal v'shainai, that to bnei Yisrael that's been leaving Mitzrayim, even a dog didn't bark. Kaidem sheikam ben pasuk acher. The dogs were very greedy. When he sees a lion in his dream, the lion is crying out, who's not afraid? We always say that Aryeh Shagmi Layira is a reference to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? The Resh is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippurim. Elul is Aleph, Resh is Rosh Hashanah, and Yud is Yom Kippurim. We know that's the lesson that Chazal speak about when it talks about starting to say Slichas and starting to prepare for Yom Narayim. It's the Ayishag, the lion is screaming, who's not going to fear? So it's a remez to being steadfast and being inspired to have Yiras Hashem, which is a good thing. So have in mind that Pasuk, and Menu Pasuk Achar, before you get to the Pasuk of Allah Rei Mesuvah, the lion left his den, which pretends to danger, the lion is going to be destructive, leaving his den. All right, Teklachas B'chalem, when he sees a shaving in his dream, an act of shaving, Yashkev Yemesh, say, Fayigalach V'yachlef Silmaisev, talking about when Yasef was changed from his clothing, taken out of jail, couldn't shake the men of Pasuk Achar, before he says the other Pasuk of Kim Gulachti V'sar M'meni Keichi, if I'd be shaven and my strength would leave me. That, of course, is talking about by Shimshon HaGiber, that he was saying that the way to get to his strength or take away his strength is by shaving, cutting his hair. Harei Berbach Lemon, he's a well in his dream. Yashkevim and Berbach Chayim, the Pasuk we had earlier, which we said could be either be referred to peace, to Torah, or to actual Chayim. But say that Pasuk. Kayshik Ben Pasuk Achim, for he's another Pasuk, Kahakir, Biyar, Meimeh, the well comes before its waters. And then the pasuk speaks about the evil that comes in that story. Harei kana b'chaleim, one who sees a reed in the chaleim, Yashkev Yemre should get up and say, kana ratzis la'yishper, he won't break even the reed that's already bruised, he won't break it, it'll still survive. Kana shekana b'chaleim, hine patachta al mishanas akana haratzis. You've relied on the support of the cracked reed, that's when a person is in a bad situation. So you should say the other pasuk, that should be something of a salvation as opposed to being in a bad situation. We'll pick it up from here for Tana Rabbanan Mitzvah Shabbos tomorrow. However, just one last point, the Rabbeinu Bachai explains that there are three causes of dreams. We said before from Masha, there's different types of dreams. Dreams that have no clear tie, dreams that have a slant, they have an inclination to good or bad, but that you still can reinterpret it, and dreams that are clearly good or bad. Rabbeinu Bachai says a different explanation of three types of causes for dreams. And he says some dreams are caused by food. The foods that we eat cause dreams. That's complete hevel. Those are shtusim. Some dreams are caused by machshavas, also not real, but there's something, maybe a little more to it, but it's caused by things that we think about throughout the day. That's also not real. He says, but the real dream which has power is the dream which he calls koyach nefesh. As typically, the proper dream that has power is by a person who's not so involved in amazah, he's not so connected, so he's zeicha to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his dream. And that's the dream that we say, b'chalem adab rabbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I speak to him in a dream. That's the chalem adavias. That's the chalem we referred to earlier as well, on Nun Hema Beis, that it's a dream that comes from a malach, as opposed to a dream that comes from a shade. Again, we'll pick it up here tomorrow on Shabbos, 1 hour before Mincha.